1, begin transmission.
Hello again, and welcome to another extraordinarily exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm your chairman, and I'm sitting in my car. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to get out of my car here in a minute, maybe. Oh, I have interesting news. Not really. Let's just get out of the car. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Okay. So here we are, standing in the parking lot of Heron Haven. I'm going to lock my car here. And it's a lovely day. It's a little bit warmer than about 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It's very sunny. And there is a breeze. It's sort of cool, but with sun. So that's good. It rained all day yesterday from about noon up until at least 2 a.m. And now I'm standing in front of the grass patch where we find all our praying mantises, looking for a mantis. And so, yeah, it rained all day yesterday. So it should be kind of wet. Maybe we'll find some mushrooms. Maybe we'll find some mantises. That's what I'm looking for right now. Maybe I should take my sunglasses off and put on my trusty mantis spotting glasses. We can't do anything until I find a mantis. And here's one right here. Hi, buddy. Oh, and it's that one guy who's got the messed up wing. Wings, plural. We've found this guy two or three times. Oh, and here's another one back here. I see you back there. Okay, the official praying mantis count is 2. Right, so because it was raining all day yesterday and overcast and cool, I, of course, opened up all my doors and windows in an attempt to get the temperature down in my house. And that didn't work. Well, at least not until later at night. Even though I had my doors and windows open, my house wouldn't cool down until about 10 o'clock. Then I noticed it got down to 70. Then an hour or two later, I noticed it was down to 68. Then an hour or two after that, somewhere around 1 a.m., I think, I noticed my house was down to 66 degrees. Yes, this is shortly before I went to bed, and 66 degrees is nice and cool. It's practically cold. And in fact, it was too cold. And it was at about that time that my back started cramping up and doing bad things. And I thought, uh-oh. And so I took a bunch of Advil and Tylenol. I'm fighting a lot of grasshoppers in the grass today. So I took a bunch of Advil and Tylenol. And, oh, about half an hour later, my back was much better. And so I decided to go to sleep. And there was something on TV. There was something on... Oh, it was the movie The Swan with Alec Guinness. Anyway, so I went to sleep, and I kept waking up because my back hurt. And I kept rolling over. And, you know, doing all that rigmarole. I'm going to go over to the building and look for mantises now. So when I got up this morning, I couldn't really sleep, couldn't do anything with my back. And so I eventually got up a mere half an hour ago, and I had to put on my back brace. So I've got my back brace on today. My back is trying to seize up. Oh my god! And I'm walking over here towards the door of the building of Heron Haven, and here's a mantis. Here's that immature female mantis that we found a couple days ago. She's just sitting here on these lovely flowers. She's so nice. Hi. Hi, Lady Mantis. So the official count is now 3. So I've got my back brace on. And I did take a bunch of Tylenol and ibuprofen to try to get to relax. Yeah, I was so happy that I could get my house cooled down that I cooled it down too much. And so now I've got back problems. Hooray. But the good news is, the one, oh my goodness, here's number 4. Sitting way out here on a limb. What are you doing out here, Mr. Mantis? He's a nice buddy. Who's he staring at? Who's he preying upon? Who knows? So, what's the count? Oh, here's another one. Oh, here's the spotted wing female. Oh, she's staring at this male down here. What are we up to? 4 or 5 now? Wow, mantises everywhere. I like them. They're my buddies. They're my bug buddies. Because bugs are good. The one upside to wearing my back brace is that my pants are not in any danger of falling down. I'm wearing my shorts, my blue shorts. And when I put them on and fit them over the back brace, they function to keep my pants up. Here's the stuff that I think is some kind of catnip. I really should take some of this home, see if I can get my cat to react to it. And who's this over here? Yes, it's Mr. Male Mantis. What's the count? I believe we're up to 5. 5 mantises today. That's good news. Everybody likes mantises. If you don't like mantises, I don't know what your problem is. Because they're awesome. Everybody loves them. You can't be threatened by them because they're so slow. I shouldn't do this. Technically, it's against the rules. But I want to take some of this stuff with me because I think this is a type of catnip. And here at Heron Haven, this is technically a nature's preserve, so you cannot take anything out of here without permission. And I would just like to remind everybody that I do have permission from the founder herself to take anything I need, samples wise. So I'm just going to grab a couple. Oh, I got 2 little white butterflies flying around me going, hey, what are you doing? And I said, I like this plant too. I'm going to get me some. So I did. All right, walking back along the building here. Checking for more mantises. What's the count? 5? Should we look for some more? Try to beat our record? Or should we just get on with our business? Wait, I saw something. Oh, just a grasshopper. I saw something moving on the branch of a bush. Let's see if this one's over here still. Yep, there she is. Hi. So nice. I like them. I like them a lot. All right. Okay, so here I am standing at my car. Gonna open it up here. Hope this wind isn't too much. And we put the plant in the car, close it back up, let that bake in the sun. Lock the door. Hello. Locking the door. Is this not working? There it goes. All right. And we are heading back behind the building. And as I walk by the building, I'll check the wall to see if there's any mantises climbing on it. And I don't see any. All right. So now we're walking around. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh shit. I was not ready for that. I was just saying, oh, we're walking around the shed. I wonder if there's going to be any motties. And sitting right here was a giant mott. And he was so fat. He was a 10 kilo Monty, and I think it was our black-tailed buddy. And as soon as he saw me, before I could do anything, he ran under the shed. Oh my God. I think it's that one we've been seeing, that black-tailed dude. Oh, he was so chubby. He was chubby for winter. Now he's under the shed and he's not looking out. I was hoping he would stick his face out and give us a hello, but he's not going to. So we're going to keep walking. Maybe he'll come back out when we're coming back out. Oh, that was awesome. We haven't seen a Monty in a couple of days. And we got a close view of that one. He was so chubby. He was a chub mutt. He was the chubberistic, chubbifical chub mutt. He was a big boy. He was kind of thuggy. And when he was running back under the shed, he was doing that Santa Claus, his belly was shaking like a bowl full of jelly, and I could see the momentum and the inertial change of all his chubbiness, and he was sort of waddling, and he waddled very fast under the shed. Oh, that was awesome. That was a big chub. Yeah. Marmots, technically, they hibernate. And so they, you know, have to bulk up for winter. So they're, you know, genetically pre-programmed to do that. However, here at Herrenhaven, for a number of reasons, the marmots don't quite hibernate like marmots do out in the real wild. And there's a number of reasons for that. One being, there's plenty of food here year-round. Yes, it does snow here and stuff, but that doesn't mean they can't find the food. Oh, wow. I see another one. I've just made it to the cut, and I'm looking out onto the Mulhall's property. And then there's another mott out there. I'm going to slowly walk toward it. It's about, 50 meters away. And I can tell just by the way this guy's moving that he's kind of chubby, too. He's sort of slowly walking towards me. I don't know if he sees me or not. But, it rained enough that the pond has returned here at the Herrenhaven, or here at the Mulhall's property. Where'd that mott go? Oh, he's over that ridge. Yeah, this area of land that is owned by Mulhall's isn't exactly flat. And so there's like three little bays, and then there's these ridges between them. And one of this Monty is behind this ridge, and I am getting closer. I'm moving up on this guy. I can't see him because he's... There he is. There he is. Oh, he's very... not paying any attention to me. He's having a good time chomping on something. And he's got his back towards me. Oh, now he's got his head up and he's sort of peeking at me. I can't see him in my camera. There, that's him right there. Click. Take a picture of my Monty. Can't even tell it's a mutt. I think he's hiding. Oh, he's trying to hide. Oh, now he sees me. He's got his head. Man, he's big too. Oh, the motts have gotten big since the last time we have seen them. I'm going to turn around so as not to spook this guy. I'm moving away. I'm going to be nice to the motties today and not chase them around. Two motties today. Two motties and five praying mantises. What else are we going to see today? Is my back feeling better? Yeah, kind of. I feel a little loose. I feel feeling groovy. Wow. Oh, now I can't remember what I was talking about. Probably something to do with moths. And the rain. Yeah, it rained enough last night that the water level in the dragonfly pond looked a little higher. And obviously, the mulhall's pond, you know, it hasn't existed for 5 months, and suddenly, hey, we got a pond again. So that should tell you how much it rained. Okay, approaching the sub pond, there's ducks. Ooh, wood ducks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2 males, 3 males, and 3 females. Oh, and there goes some teals that were on the log that I didn't see. All right. Cool. So we got ducks today. That's good. We always got ducks, though. Oh, yes. There is one other announcement that I need to make. An important announcement. And really, this is just an important reminder. But I would like to remind everyone that the movie Houssou is on tonight. Sometime after midnight on TCM. I believe it's actually 1 a.m. Eastern Time here in the United States. So check your local listings and then set your DVRs or your VCRs, or just go ahead and stream it. You can stream from TCM. They do have streaming stuff. I don't know how to go about doing it, but you can find it online. Go to tcm.com. And while you're at it, you can look up information about the movie Houssou. The movie Houssou is awesome. It's Japanese. The title is spelled H-A-U-S-U. Maybe you can find it on IMDb. It's kind of windy out here. I hope this wind isn't messing my recording up. I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. I'm actually halfway down it. I can see lots of onions and leeks and shallots in the water, which means we do have active muskrats in here, but I don't see any muskrats. And I don't see any muskrat trails through the duckweed. I see the water moving in various places, but I know it's just fishies and frogs. I'm at the end of the boardwalk now, and as I look out over the pond, I don't see Jack. I'm looking for a big bluey, obviously, and other dudes. Whoa, wind. Oh, and I just remembered, I have to go to the store today. And strangely enough, I kind of don't want to. But I gotta buy waffles. I'm out of waffles. If I don't go to the store, I won't have any waffles to eat tomorrow. So, I'm walking back into the forest. I'm going down the boardwalk here. Anyway, yes, the movie Houssou. It's on tonight. Stay up late if you can. Watch TCM. Check your local listings. Do record it. Please watch. It is absolutely cheesy. It is absolutely horrible. But you don't have to put up with any bad 80s music like you did for Night Train to Terror. Houssou. If I remember correctly, if it's five or six Japanese teenage girls. And each one's a stereotype, you know. One is the Vestal Virgin, one is the tomboy, one is, I don't want to say slutty, because, you know, it doesn't work here, but, let's see, what else? Yeah. And there's, oh God, there's tons of cheesy, almost like video special effects. Was this filmed on video? It may have been. It's pretty horrid. You have got to watch it. It's funny. I think the piano scene, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but there's a scene when one of the girls is sitting at the piano. God, it's so dumb. It's so cheesy. It's so funny. you gotta watch it. And you know how much I hate horror movies. And so you might be thinking, well, Tub, if you hate horror movies, why are you recommending this horror movie? Well, because in my book, this isn't a horror movie. It's just a bad movie. All right, I'm back at the cut. I'm looking out. I don't see where that marmot went, but that's okay. Should we go out to the blind? Should we bother? I don't think so. I'm just going to walk up here to the land bridge and look over the billabong here. I don't see anything going on in the billabong. And that's cool too. So I'm just walking to keep my back nice and exercised. Then I gotta go home and try to not to be cold, which is weird because all you ever do is hear me complain about how hot it is. And now that I've missed my, 4-degree window, now it's too cold. No, I wish it was like this all the time, because once I get used to it, I'm good to go. And the other thing I like about this kind of weather is get to drink hot tea all day. Did I drink hot tea yesterday all day? Yes. Yes, I did. And because I drank so much, I was actually fairly hydrated at about 11 o'clock or midnight. So I was as hydrated as I had been for the last 6 months. It's like I was almost like normally hydrated. I couldn't believe it. I thought, boy, just need to maintain this level of hydration. All right, I'm walking out of the forest and I'm at the dragonfly pond. Can I see over to the shed? What the hell is that? Yeah. Even though he's about 30 meters away, I can see that big chubby mott. Good Lord, it looks like a giant guinea pig. He's so fat. And he's sitting right on the edge of the shed. I wonder if I can... He can see me. He knows I'm coming. But I'm gonna... I have to curve around the pond here. Am I gonna go out of his vision? No, I think he's still looking at me. He's sitting right at the... There's a tree that grows next to the shed. And he's sitting right at the base of the tree. And he's in the shade and there's not a lot of sun, but I've got my camera on and I'm gonna try to get up to him. He's out of my sight now. Okay, he's back in my sight and he's looking at me. Oh, damn it, he's spooked and he ran back under the shed. Good Lord, he's a fatty. Oh, he's not quite under the shed yet. He's sitting by the entrance of the shed, or where the hole is. He's looking at me. Oh, he's so fluffy. He looks round. He does not even look like a mati. Okay, finally my camera focused on him. Okay, I am 5 meters away. Oh, he looks like a seal. His face is so fat. This marmot is so chubby that he looks like a baby seal. Yeah, you look like a seal. My camera wants to focus on the tree and not on the marmot. He's watching me. Oh my God. What is wrong with this stupid camera? Now it's focusing on his butt. Okay, that was a pretty good picture. Hi, Mati. There, it finally focused on his face. Yeah, I am 5 meters away, and he just looks round. He doesn't have a neck anymore. He's so chubby that he's the neckless Mati, and he's sitting right by the shed. There's a ramp that goes up into the shed, and
at the sides of the ramp, you know, there's two gaps between the ground and the shed. And that's how he likes to get into the shed, or under the shed. And he has no neck. He's so chubby for winter. Oh, there he goes. Okay, see you later. He just walked under the shed. Oh, you are a nice chubby mutt. How do you manage to squeeze your big butt through there? Maybe he's all just fluff. God. Yes, okay, at least I got one picture. And you know what's funny is that's probably the same mutt. One of the mutts that was born under there. Oh, he just came out of the side of the shed. He doesn't know that I can see him. Oh, did he go back under? I'm gonna sneak up here. Oh my God, he just stood up. I'm 2.5 meters away. There's a fence between me and the mati. And he is looking right at me. Oh, the grass sort of crunched. And he went back under. Yeah, there's a hole under the side of the shed too. Come back out, mati. I want to take your picture up close. Oh my God, that was crazy. Wow. He's gonna stick his head out over here. Where is he? Where is he? Where's my mati? We're friends, remember? Remember, you were my buddy. You've seen me thousands of times. This is one of the mutts that was born under this shed earlier this year. He's got that tail. He's got that extra long tail. We've probably even seen pictures of this guy. I've probably taken pictures of this guy when he was a baby, too, so we've seen him as a baby, and we've seen him all grown up as a big chubby chub monster. There he is, sticking his head out. I see your chubby face. I shouldn't have said that, because he ducked his head back under the shed. I'm standing in front of the shed. I'm about 3 meters from the door. Stick your face out again. I'll take your picture this time. He's so chubby. He has no neck. You know, usually, you know, marmots have a neck, and their heads and their bodies are two separate things. But not this mati. He's so chubby now. I'm walking right up to the hole. I'm right at the corner of the shed, so I can look down into both holes. One, the one in the front, and the one on the side. He's so chubby. He has no neck. He's just one big round ball of fur. You know how seals don't look like they have necks? Their heads just sort of blend right into their bodies. Or like a walrus. This marmot looks like a walrus. Except he doesn't have tusks. He's got the two teeth, but they're not far enough apart. He has buck teeth and not walrusy teeth. He's probably kind of spooked because he's not coming back out. He's not sticking his face out of any of the holes. And mati, where are you? Oh, and he's so big. I just wants to take him home. He wants to come home with me. You can eat yummy duck food, which is really cat food, but it's made out of ducks. It's pretty yummy. All right. Maybe we shouldn't hassle this guy anymore. He can hear me walking around in the leaves, crunch, crunch, crunch. And if I would just be quiet, he would probably poke his head out. But you know, we may or may not have gotten a picture or two. I think we did. Maybe we should leave him alone. Yeah, okay, so I'm gonna let that guy chill. Giving him too much stress. And I think I'm going to sit back down in the car here, because I'm back to the car and I'm running out of time. So I guess I'll say something like, you have been listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Marmot Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm out of time, so I've got to go. But remember, watch Houseu tonight. I know I will be. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.